WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com. It's been only 2 days since the popular late-night talk shows returned to TV, in the midst of a writer's strike about to enter its third month. But already, it's clear there's a huge type of high-stakes poker game going on. And how these various shows and hosts are playing with the hands they've been dealt is truly fascinating. David Letterman, because of the separate deal he negotiated with the Writers Guild of America, has the upper hand. His CBS Late Show, and The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, which he also owns, came back with their full writing staffs. Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien on NBC and Jimmy Kimmel on ABC came back Wednesday night too, but without writers. The first day back got lots of media attention and sort of set the stage for their various approaches. Thursday's shows, though, made things even more interesting. Because of many actors not wanting to cross picket lines, Letterman looks to be getting bigger guests than Leno, Robin Williams the first night, Bill Maher the second. Leno, whose guests had to cross picket lines, had Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee the first night and Howie Mandel the second. Conan came back with Bob Saget, Jimmy Kimmel with Andy Dick, and Craig Ferguson with no guests at all, which is better than having Andy Dick. Instead, Ferguson showcased written comedy bits because he could. Last night, though, showed how quickly things can shift. Letterman delivered a very polished show, but missed an opportunity during his interview with Bill Maher. Maher's live HBO talk show is returning next week, but presumably without writers, and Letterman never asked him why or how. Conan's show on night two was best during his opening monologue and pre-taped comedy improvisations, and weaker once he got behind the desk. The idea of wasting time, which was funny the first night, the second night seemed closer to a real waste of time. But in this second round of late-night poker, three other players stole some early hands. Jay Leno is writing monologues that sound very much like the ones his writers would have provided him. But behind the desk, he's looser. Looser, I think, than at any time since he was guest host of The Tonight Show and didn't yet have the job. Instead of just telling jokes, he's starting to tell the truth.
It is day two of the writer's strike here in The Tonight. We're still writerless. Right. This is actually the third month of this, and I wish they would get it settled. Now, we never get a chance to show you some of the amazing and bizarre holiday gift ideas that people sent to us. So what we're going to look at now, this is, I'll be honest with you, it's just crap we had lying around the office. Okay. As a writer, these shows will be nothing but honest, Kev. It's going to be a hard time getting guests.
Right.
The hard part is it's going to be hard getting guests. The good part is when a movie is crappy, we can say it was crappy.
The second night of The Late Late Show, Craig Ferguson went back to interviewing guests. And his first guest was Mike Huckabee, who was Leno's guest the night before. Actually, the Ferguson interview with Huckabee was pre-taped on Wednesday, right after his Leno appearance, but wasn't televised until late Thursday, after Huckabee had been announced as the winner of the Iowa Republican caucus. Anyone who saw both interviews would realize that Huckabee was a winner all week, triumphant in Iowa, funny on Leno, and funnier on Ferguson. Then again, Ferguson asked funnier questions.
When you go to an airport, do you use the bathroom or do you just wait?
Not anymore.
Or do you wait till you get on the plane?
Well, and if I do, I sit there like
yeah.
this, okay?
Do you know what? If I was in politics, I actually even think about this now because occasionally, every now and again, someone recognizes me. I think, I can't go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I can't. I'll just have to hold it until I get home.
I just go to the ladies' room. It's easier that way.
Do you ever... Sometimes men are a bit funny about this. If I'm in town and I'm like 20, 25 minutes from my house and I need to, you know, I'll go home.
You need to like...
I need to go to my own special little litter box. Do you do that?
I think we need to change the subject.
Over on ABC, Jimmy Kimmel got a laugh just talking about Huckabee. And Democrat Barack Obama as the actual winners of the Iowa caucus. The difference was that Jimmy Kimmel Live really was live. The only guy in late night with that advantage. Most days, it may not matter much. Thursday night, it did.
But for the Republicans, Mike Huckabee won tonight. Mm-hmm. Mike Huckabee used to be very fat. He's like the Ricky Lake of politics. He's... But now he's slimmed down, and he won, and Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, which really is amazing because, I mean, this is Iowa. There are more black people in the Beatles than in Iowa. And, I mean, I think that's a pretty great thing.
That is a great thing.
Comedians talking about topical issues is the main reason I've been eager to have these late night hosts return. Monday, on Comedy Central, Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert return too, without their writers. That's two more players anteing up in a game that's not being played strictly for laughs. But from a viewer perspective, it'll be lots of fun to watch.